Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Certainly, we are here studying together God's Word, and we are inviting you for this conversation to be a part of it so that you can be found engaged, you can be found learning, you can be found being a part of this discussion. Plus 2773-470-3520. That's WhatsApp line you can talk to us on as we go through together this morning. Now, in our conversation this week, we are looking at a particular discussion of facing in and around matters pertaining to entertainment and the crossroads that it bears between itself and Christianity. Or is it the other way around, Christianity and the crossroads it has with entertainment? And we're asking a pertinent question as we conclude our discussion. Is it good news that we're bringing across, you know, the gospel, or is it about good content? Now, we've all seen the perfectly lit Get Ready With Me videos, right? Where creators discuss the book of Job while applying their makeup, or high production church trailers that look like it's more a rock and roll concert than the Sabbath morning worship service. And I remember, I think it's one of the songs that they say, I don't have a problem with lights and camera and all the flashy things, but it's that old church basement that I remember that I really feel like I was connected with God. Now, in 2026, the hashtag Christian TikTok, right, has billions of views. And faith-based content creators is a legitimate career path, right? You can actually make some serious money just doing that. But as the gospel goes viral, surely we must pause and ask, is the message changing to fit the medium, right? Is it that the media is so profound that the media, when it receives, it's like, wow? Or are they saying, you know what, this is what the media is looking for, let's give it that and term it and package it Christian? When we package the divine into a 60-second aesthetic, are we inviting people into community or just a fan base? I mean, you look at the mega churches online, 700,000 views and followers in the millions. But are people really transformed? Are they saved? That's what we want to discuss today as we look at the commodification of the cross. Have we turned the good news into good content? Baba Chukwugudza is going to be joining us and guiding us in this discussion. Sir, good morning. Welcome. Good news or good content? Where are we?
Hey, good morning to you and to your listeners. Thank you for having me yet again on this beautiful Friday morning.
Only a
man,
pleasure.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Really tough one. And the fear or the error that one can make here is to take the extreme, run with it, and never look back.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do want to acknowledge the fact that we have been given a mandate by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. which says we should go into all the world. You'll find it in the book of Matthew. You'll find it in the book of Mark. And even the book of Acts shows you how the apostles of old went into all the world, using whatever tools were available at their time. You speak of writing. I mean, these people wrote. Mm. You speak of walking and using roads. They walked those roads. In fact, it's a known and agreed fact in theological circles that the gospel was indeed preached to the whole world at the time, just by a few men and women.
With limited resources, by the way.
With limited resources. And here we are with radio, with internet, with cars, aeroplanes, ships that have, you know, technology way better than what you'd find back in the day.
Yeah.
But now, the tricky part here is that this is both an opportunity and a test. We need to be very careful in how we deliver and the motive that we also have behind.
Okay.
The gospel should never be brought down to meet the world's standard. And we need the Holy Spirit to do this work of the gospel. The funniest thing with God is that he can use a child to deliver a life-changing message. But with your high production reel, using expensive equipment, having studied the algorithms, your video may go viral, but it may not really touch anyone or change anyone's life. So this is the foolishness of preaching the gospel, where people are learned, where people are in high positions. They may deliver powerful speeches, but you get Paul preaching from a prison, making movements and churches, you know, being built because of his influence. So these social media platforms should never dictate our theology, should never dictate what we preach and how we preach. If that's the case, we're no longer preaching the gospel. We're just marketing motivation, inspiration, and you name it. So evangelism is a sacred practice. And influence then becomes secondary if God grants it. Sometimes your mission is to reach one person, just one. Therefore, we should never mark failure or success based on the virality of a reel or a YouTube video. So it's one that really needs the Holy Spirit, lots of prayer and consecration, and acknowledging that you're just a tool that the Lord can use online or cannot use as well. So we need to constantly be in touch with the Holy Spirit. Tricky one.
And I think that's quite a profound statement you make there, because, I mean, if we are to measure the virality of something as success, then Christ was the biggest failure of all, right? Because he was one of the most unpopular people, if not the most unpopular people of his time. But yet today, look at his movement. And so we must not be, you know, myopic, narrow-minded. In fact, we're wearing blinkers where we want to just see here and now, whereas we must think in the greater beyond to say, you know what, if the heart is right, if we are committed and we do everything else right, the Lord's work will go out there and we'll see wonders and we'll see multiple things going on. And I think you really hit it on the nail. Thank you so much for that clarity, that we need to just balance. We need to just balance. We see a massive rise with this idea of influencers of faith-based content. Is this new, exciting way that we're doing evangelism? Or is it maybe just fundamentally changing actually the gospel message to make it a bit more palatable for the people? What would you say is making it so, so popular?
I think Christ gave us a warning in the book of Matthew chapter 24, and this is not me suggesting that everyone is a false teacher, by the way.
But this
is to be expected, and it's not a new phenomenon. When you study the book of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, the greater theme besides God's love and our love for him is a warning against false teachers. Because what happened in the days of the apostles when the gospel became popular, there were a lot of men who also wanted to benefit from the gospel, and a lot of men who were working under the influence of the art deceiver. You've got one such person in the book of Acts recorded who wanted to buy the power, the Holy Spirit, and he wanted to do healing, he wanted to do good works, he wanted to preach the gospel. But the motive was wrong. So when we read the warnings from the book of 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, the book of Peter speaks about it as well, and even Jesus in Matthew 24. I mean, besides the signs of the times, he says, man, be careful, be vigilant for deception, because a lot of people come in my name, a lot of false Christs will appear. And this is exactly what we are seeing today. We need to be very careful when consuming Christian content to actually realize that does it align with the Bible first and foremost, and it's never a replacement for our own personal study. So our consumption should it should be very well thought out, and we need to be in a position where we are surrendered fully, you know, to follow Christ and not just watch a 30-second reel and say, God, I've given you my time and attention for the day. So while we can stream sermons, save reels and watch them and share these quotes, we can actually never repent, because these can actually just make us feel good, but never invoke repentance. The book of James tells us that we need to be doers of the word, not hearers only. Yeah. And as someone who has lived in front of the camera for, you know, a greater part of my life, I know it's possible to perform Christianity without practicing surrender. And unfortunately, a lot of people online are just, you know, performing popular and viral at the time. The algorithms may reward, you know, attention. They say that when you are not paying for something, you are the product. And this is where we find ourselves. But the gospel demands obedience. The gospel demands obedience. So if all these reels that you're watching are not causing you to repent, then you need to check yourself. Perhaps go back to the basics. Start in the word of God. Nothing wrong with watching reels, but we really need to be careful that our faith is based on God's word before we go around sharing and consuming everything that mentions the name of Jesus online.
And I like how you're putting the measuring stick, right? Because one would have said, oh, but you're being judgmental, and it's, how do you know I'm not connected to Jesus just because I'm following him on, or I'm just consuming content, who says I'm not committed. But you're saying, no, the Bible is clear. It's not just about hearing. It's not just about speaking it. It's about doing it. And if you're not, it's not translating your hearing, and your speaking is not translating to doing, then it's not sufficient in God's eyes. When we talk about this idea of trending, there's a trend that is making Christianity look cool and comfortable, right? And aesthetically pleasing. When you see it, you want to be part of that Jesus crew, as it were. What is the danger about stripping away the cross and the cost of discipleship to make faith more marketable and more, you know, user friendly, so to speak, and removing this, hey, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me, because that's what Christianity is. And in fact, Christ warns of it. Don't just want to be, and it's, which is a funny thing. One would think, you know, when you're marketing your product, you want everyone to think it's the best thing since sliced bread. But Christ, when he speaks to Christians and those who want to become Christians, he says, wait, before you join, First count the cost before you come to me, and then understand you can go the full nine yards. So speak to us about this almost shift to, hey, I want to be part of the Jesus crew, man.
As someone who's in media, production, in marketing, I am a big, big fan of excellence, aesthetics, and marketability of something. And I think the gospel should, you know, meet those standards of excellence. But when we remove the cross from our preaching because we want to be relevant, when we remove themes of repentance, a lot of Christian content creators out there just tiptoe their way around the real issues.
No sacrifice,
No sacrifice. Talk about sex before marriage. Talk about the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and all these things that the Bible calls out. We are living in a generation where sexual identity has become a big, big point of no-go. You know, you don't speak about someone's preference politically, sexually, religiously. And you find that a lot of content creators in the Christian community tiptoe around these issues. And holiness is not a great theme that they speak about. Self-denial, nowhere to be found. It's all about God will provide, you can do it, your enemies will suffer and God will prosper you. And it's, you know, it's a, and I'm not saying everyone is doing this, but I'm speaking of the mainstream Christian content creators. I've watched a few of their videos. When we are not softening, rather when we soften the gospel, we alter it, we change it altogether. And just a few verses come to mind. You know, Paul speaks repeatedly of not boasting except in the cross, but you find people just peddling this self-centered gospel that's all about you, what you can do, what you can achieve, what God can do through you, and how your enemies will suffer, etc. The book of Matthew speaks of the narrow way. You know, I love what how you put it, to say Christ should have marketed the gospel in a better way, in a softer, easier way for people to follow. But the Bible makes it very clear that, guys, this is there's a broad way where everyone will walk with no problem. But this side, this side is tough, you name it, right?
That's true.
And this is not to say Christianity is all struggles.
Yes.
But
yes,
the biggest sacrifice that anyone can ever make in their lives is to deny self. And this is what Christianity is all about. Once we get to a point where we fully surrender and deny ourselves and allow Jesus to work in our lives, then we are walking with him. And the cross should be the great center of attraction whenever we spread or preach the gospel, not the person. And the type of gospel being preached today focuses on the person and makes people feel good. As a result, you know, it becomes viral. If the cross disappears, Christianity becomes self-help with a Bible verse attached to it. And unfortunately, that's what we're seeing online these days. So be careful what you watch. Not saying stop watching, these Christian content creators, but I want to encourage you to choose people who align with the Bible, who make you feel like studying, who actually motivate you to go study the word further after you've watched them. You know, people who invoke the Holy Spirit to work a change in your life after you finished watching them. If it's only feel good and you continue with your life the way you want it, probably not from God.
Certainly. I mean, earlier on, you made mention of how, you know, people are more drawn to what God wants to do through you. I would even argue it's not even through you, but for you. That's what the focus is of modern Christianity, right? What is it for me? God must do for me and me and me. And that's what the modern preacher is doing, motivational speaker, right? God, you're the best. God wants everything best for you. You're the head and not the tail. And you are, and you are, and you are, and you are. Like, okay, wait. When do we serve? When do we go reach out? When do we go and work for the ministry? When are we called out to go into missionary spaces? When is the sacrifice coming in? Gandhi, it's always everything is going to line up for you. I want to talk about the SID under the leadership of the youth leader, Pastor Ivan Gwatiringa. They're conducting the SYL training, Senior Youth Leadership Award training, and one of the modules there addresses the how to reach modern young people. That it's not the same as they had in the millennial age back in the 90s, where people would follow certain routines. Today, because of the mindset, because of the environment, attention spans are about 10 to 12 seconds. And in that 10 to 12 seconds, you don't capture me, I'm moving on to something else. Even if I'm in a room with you, I've switched off, I'm already thinking about something, or I'm on my phone, or I'm leaving totally. And by the way, the young people today don't mind leaving. Even if you're going to say, I'll give you detention, I'll demerit you. Yeah, you can go ahead and do what you want. I'm out of here. And so my question is, when you talk about trends today and you look at most social media videos or most of the entertainment stuff, even if it is Christian, they talk about 60-second reels. If you make it longer than that, you're missing it. Does this not inevitably strip the sacredness, the theological depth of the Christian content when we limit it just to this bite-sized snippets?
Oof. Now you are referencing established modules, and I need to answer agreeing or disagreeing with what they suggest. You're putting me in a corner, brother. But nevertheless, let's try and speak on this issue. I think in its fullness, the idea of acknowledging the 1 minute reels, 1 minute and less performs best on social media. We should never ignore these, you know, proven stats. But we should also acknowledge that this is not the means and the ends of our gospel sharing. Okay. It should never be just 60 seconds.
And that's it.
Once we use it as a tool to open that conversation, to spark that interest, we would not then have a problem, with going the whole way. We can't compress sanctification. We cannot punctuate discipleship. It's a process. And we can't compress our theology into 60-second videos. Short form content should only be used for what it's designed for, to spark hunger, to market our message. But it can never replace study. The Bible constantly speaks of being still, you know, not scrolling about. There's a time where we need to really be still, and there's no age restriction given to stillness. From young people, Jesus sat at the feet of his mother, and she was, she was educating him on his mission and God's word. You get teenagers. When Jesus was a teen, he went missing for a few days, discussing the word of God. You get young men. I mean, all the disciples were under 30. Most of them, when you read, biblical commentators, there's no age, is the point I'm trying to make, to being still. Yeah. And it's not a good excuse to say this is how we do things this day, because there's no way you're making it to heaven with 60-second reels. So prayer can never be replaced by reels. You need to spend time in prayer. Jesus exemplified it when he woke up early in the morning, every day, before he started with his work, and he spent time in prayer.
Yeah.
A reel can spark revival, but it can never sustain it. It may give you good feelings, but to get that depth, you need to be still and to spend a lot of time with God. So a reel is not enough. We need to use it as a tool and leave it at that. Yeah. It's not the sum of our message.
Yeah, it's a means to an end. To be still and stop scrolling around.
That's a nice verse.
Thank you so much for your time, Bobana. So sadly, we'll have to leave it here. 30 seconds, what would be your final word to someone out there?
Maybe a piece of advice to someone who wants to share the gospel online. Guard your motives. Don't post to be liked.
Okay.
And don't build God's kingdom in your name. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to stay rooted offline. It's not all about the lights, camera, and the action and what people see. What you do in darkness is what God cares about, not the videos that you post online. Don't let branding replace your brokenness and the brokenness of humanity. We emphasize and stress so much about how the final product looks. But I just want to encourage you, be real, be accountable, be submitted to an elder, to someone older than you, a local church, so that you do have that accountability in your ministry. And even for those who consume online, check your content against men and women of experience, and refuse to manipulate emotions. When you share the gospel online, don't use and rely on people's emotions. The process of conversion belongs to the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And the Holy Spirit alone. The greatest want of men, or rather of the world, is the want of men. You know, men who will not be bought or sold. May you not let popular content buy you, or the making of popular content, but may the truth always stand and be king in your life. And we find that in the Bible. Social media is just a tool. The gospel is eternal. We must never trade the cross for, virality, clicks, and trends. May the Lord bless each and every one of you as we navigate these murky grounds of social media.
Certainly, certainly. Well, thank you so much, my brother. May God bless you. And we truly want to appreciate you for taking us through this week. God bless you.
All a pleasure. Thank you for everyone that's listened, and thank you for having me.
Amen. That's our brother Anes Uchoguguza talking to us this week about Christianity and entertainment. Kuthiwa, the power of truth, gospel truth, does not lie in the veracity of the information alone, but in the life lived by the one who is propagating this gospel. Be careful. It's not just about the content. It's about the one who's bringing the content.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.